All right, hello GWA. Today we're going to do a request that I saw for a self panty raid. And boy, oh boy, do I love panties. I love underwear. So I am going to take you through my colossal drawer of underwear and just kind of talk through what's in here. So I have a giant drawer. Part of it is dedicated to enormous fluffy socks because you can never have enough enormous fluffy socks. I have a pair of, let's see, these incredibly cute navy, not even navy blue, they're like royal blue knit thigh highs. They are the only thigh highs I own that actually fit my colossal thighs, so it's very exciting. God, oh boy. I used to be really into like fancy padded underwire bras. But honestly, I just got sick of how restrictive they were. I had so much trouble finding my size. It's past what Victoria's Secret offers. So my titties were just too bomb for Vicky. So I started wearing bralettes, and you know, I really dig them. They're just like stretchy, elastic things that are cute as hell. Yeah, I love them. So, my favorite one is this lovely black. It's like a triangle top almost, but it has lacing in between the two cups. So when I wear it, it's this cute black top with lacing in between the titties. So you can see cleavage right through it. It's so sexy. It's so comfortable. It's like a really nice cotton kind of stretchy thing. So it's breathable. It's comfortable. It's not restrictive. I love it. I love it. Next up, we have two bralettes from Cacique. That's Lane Bryant's. It's like their house brand for underwear and stuff. They're both pride themed. I love them so much. One's got the pride stripes on the back, and it's just like a pretty standard kind of like a camisole style bra. Very simple, very cute. It's white. And then there's a cutout in the back that has rainbow colored elastic across it to hold it together. So cute. Second one from Cacique is also pride themed, but this one's black and it's got the rainbow elastic going down the back, kind of in a racerback style. So cute. Then I have a couple bralettes from Tomboy X, which are honestly my favorites, diehard favorites. So I have one that's just super plain, almost like a sports bra style. Again, I want to say it's like a navy, but it's actually a royal blue. It matches those thigh highs pretty well. It's like this royal blue. It's got a pride stripe chest band. So, I don't know, listener, I don't know how familiar you are with bralettes, but it's the part that goes under the titties. Pride stripe, so cute. I love it. I love it. Then the other one I have is it's really cute. It's got avocados on it. The print is a happy avocado print. It's little cartoon avocados that are smiling. They have little happy eyes. They alternate so one has a pit and the one next to it doesn't. I am just madly in love with this. Now, the only thing about this bralette is that it's a different cut. So it has a little cutout in the center. It's a little lower cut. And sometimes my boobs actually kind of like spill out the top, which is frustrating, and it prevents me from wearing it more. But God, it's so cute, and it is so worth it. Let's see. I'm only gonna give you guys the highlights here because there is a lot, dude. I'm one of those people that when I get really excited about something, I want to collect it. So I'll collect until I get to a critical mass where I'm like, I have one of everything. I don't need anything else. So that kind of happened with bralettes and underwear here, and socks and nail polish and makeup and shoes and art supplies and, you know, on and on, origami paper, on and on and on. So I'm just going to run through the other ones I have real quick. I've got two stretchy bralettes from Amazon. Again, they have a lacing detail in the front, but it's not as cool as that first black bra. I have a whole bunch of traffic noise outside my window, so hope you enjoy that. I have a pretty hardcore Wonder Woman-themed sports bra from Torrid. Love it. Fucking love it. When I used to work out at the gym before fucking COVID destroyed everything, this was my go-to. Because I could do everything from really aggressive stretching to lifting to any cardio if I was feeling spicy that day. It's just such a workhorse. It's so thick and stretchy and like aggressively functional, but it's got that Wonder Woman pattern on it. I love it. I adore it. We got a couple bandeaus from Fashion Nova. They're just like stretchy strips of fabric that just barely hold your titties in place. Great for off-the-shoulder tops and stuff. I have two lace bralettes, honestly, that I forgot I had. Holy shit. One of them is it's that really pretty style where it's like a tan base with black lace over it. So it looks like you're just wearing black lace, but there's actually, it actually kind of matches my skin tone. That is it's like a triangle top, so it's got a V in the front. It's almost floral lace, but it's more open knit. God, it's pretty. And then I have a pale pink lace band. No, that's not a bandeau. That's a bralette. I'm pulling it out here. Okay, so this is a very similar style. Picture this. It's pale pink with white and darker pink roses on it. Printed on lace. It's got a nice pale pink liner. It's really pretty. And it's long line, so it goes almost all the way down to my waist. So pretty. Why don't I wear that more often? I don't know. Alright. And then let's hop over to the section that I'm pretty sure you're here for, which is the panties. I love this section. It is my favorite. Here we have a set of, they're just like regular panty style. They have a full back, got some ruffles on them, and some bells. I love these. They're Christmas themed. So the panty itself is a dark gray cotton. And then on the back, there are a couple lines of red plaid ruffle with bows on it. And the front has a little bow in that red plaid fabric with some more jingle bells on it. I love these. They're actually insanely comfortable for what they are. I found them on sale at a Victoria's Secret for, I don't even remember, but it was shockingly cheap for Victoria's Secret. And let's see. Most of what I have are thongs. I love thongs so much. I have a big ass. The thing with thongs is that they go, I put them on and they stay exactly where I put them. My ass swallows them up. They do not move. They do not shift during the day. Doesn't matter what I do, they don't move, they stay exactly where I put them. And I fucking love them. That also means that I can wear any sort of fun, like, bodycon skirts or tighter things around my hips because there's no panty line. It's great. It's great. So, oh, Jesus. Okay, picture this. I'm sitting on the floor. This drawer is like at eye level. I am reaching my hand in, shuffling through all of the underwear, and it's like a never-ending pile of color and lace. And, you know, you never really realize how much of something you have until you are literally talking through it piece by piece. So, buckle in. Buckle in. All right. We have a pair of fuller back. They're not a thong. Full back, kind of like a lavender panty. There's a little chunk of matching lace on the front. They're cute, but the lace on the front is actually starting to shred, which is disappointing because these are pretty new. Then we have the world's most ancient Victoria's Secret V-string thong. Just ancient. This used to be my favorite style. It's essentially just a triangle of cotton. This one is a light gray with a, it's like a darker gray and pink cheetah print. It's really cute, but it's just a triangle of fabric with some elastic tape holding it. So the side bands are elastic tape. The part that goes between your legs is elastic tape. It's so minimal. It's so wonderful. But honestly, over the years that I've had it, it shrank. It shrank. I gained some weight. So it's like, it doesn't fit right. It doesn't fit the same. I'm really disappointed. But it's still hanging in there. I have a couple more of that style. I have one that's, I think it's like a navy with a polka dot. I used to have a bunch, but not anymore. I've gotten rid of some. Ooh, here's my favorite pair. It's a thong. It's got a little more fabric than that last one. Black, super insanely soft fabric with a almost like a pastel orange lace trim on it. So it came in a subscription box. I get the subscription box called Splendies, and Splendies will send you 3 pairs of underwear a month. So I found a size they have that fits perfectly. So most months I just get 3 pairs of underwear in the mail, and it's great, and it's so inexpensive, and they're so comfortable. And this black pair, holy hell, it's so cute. So fucking cute, so soft, so comfortable, so breathable. I love it. Next, we have, and you're going to notice a theme here, a lot of these are from Splendies because, hoo boy, they're so good. So this is a Splendies pair. It's another thong. It's got white and green stripe for the fabric that goes in between the legs. And then the hip band is a really wide green lace band. So it's maybe a 2-inch wide band, just solid green stretch lace. I love it. Again, so comfortable. It fits perfectly. Next up, we have an old pair from Victoria's Secret that I love them. It's almost like a pride stripe, but it's not. It's basically pink, orange, yellow, and blue. Repeating. Solid lace thong. The back is, actually, this isn't a thong. This is like a cheeky kind of tanga thing. It's very cheeky. There's a lot of butt cheek when I wear it. It looks like a thong, but it's not. The back is a pale blue net, and the front is that crazy stripe. Love it. Super comfy. Next, oh, this is a pair I just got. This is another Splendies one. It's super cute. It's got a full back. It's not a thong. Bright orange lace trim. Super stretchy. And then the pattern on the actual fabric is this super adorable black cat in a purple witch hat sitting on a pumpkin. It's the cutest, most precious Halloween-themed underwear I own. Next up, we have a Victoria's Secret thong. This is an old favorite. This is ancient. This is one of the very first thongs I got. Like a heathered grayish pink. There's a lavender lace trim. So comfy. Again, it's that cotton fabric. Super breathable. Beautiful color. I'm such a sucker for this, like, toned down heather pink. So nice. Next up, we have a laser cut thong from Victoria's Secret. It's so good. It's almost seamless. It's almost seamless. There is one seam. Insanely stretchy. Just solid lavender. It's so pretty. It's so comfy. I love it. Next, we have another laser cut thong. This one's from Splendies, and it's a white and red, kind of almost like an abstract rose pattern. It's really interesting. Super comfy, laser cut. There are no seams. Yeah, it's totally seamless. Beautiful, comfy, wonderful. You're going to notice a pattern here. I like the laser cut ones. We have a laser cut thong. This one is from Victoria's Secret again. It's a coral, like an aggressive coral orange. I think it used to have a tiger stripe pattern on it, but right now it's so old and worn that it just kind of looks like dots. So it's a coral orange, almost seamless laser cut thong with some dots. Next, let's stay on the laser cut train here. So we have another laser cut thong from Splendies. This one, though, is interesting. So it is seamless. It's a pale, pale blue color. And the fabric is ribbed. So it's a ribbed fabric. It looks like it's pinstriped, but it's not. It's just the fabric. I love it. I love it. This one has a wider band, so instead of having, you know, like that 2-inch lace band or a super thin string on the sides that goes over the hips, this one has like a 3-inch band here. It makes it super comfy, and I honestly love how the thicker hip band on thighs looks, especially from the back. It just really frames my ass. And I love it. Love it to bits. Next up, staying on this laser cut train, we have a laser cut seamless thong from Splendies again. This one, again with the blue. It's a beautiful pale baby blue. It's got some bigger, very simplistic flowers on it. Flowers and greenery. White and gray flowers. Little green stems. So cute. So precious. Love it. Would wear it every day. See, we have, so this is a similar fabric, but it's not laser cut per se. This is from Victoria's Secret. This is another older one. It's a really beautiful pinkish purple color. I would say it's close to millennial pink, but it's not quite as bright. Super soft fabric. I think this is rayon. Let's see, let me literally check the tag for you. No, it's not rayon. Oh, it's cotton. It's cotton? No, the gusset is cotton. Huh. Anyways, it's a Victoria's Secret thong. This one has a defined waistband, so it's actually seamed. And this one, while I love the concept of it, it does cut into my hips a little bit. It's so soft. I love the color, but the hip band is just a little bit too tight, and it will make a dent on my hips if I wear it, so I have to wear it with something loose, like loose skirt or loose pants or something. And I can't wear it with like really slinky pants because you'll see the dent. You'll just see it, and I don't like that look. Next. Oh, here's a fun pair. I actually haven't worn this yet. It's another Splendies one, so it came in that subscription. Picture this. It is electric purple. It is the purple that a grape Jolly Rancher is. I wish I could show you what this looks like exactly, but okay. It's a thong. It is most definitely a thong. The part that goes in between the legs is, again, it's a lace, but it's kind of a geometric lace with, there are a couple little flowers, a couple little curlicues. Yeah, it's nice. And the hip band is like just a piece of pretty thin elastic with an enormous purple ruffle along it. And then there are 2, 3, 4 just elastic strings hanging off of it. So the way this works is these 4 elastic strings go over your hips, so it just looks strappier. I don't know, man. My belly gets in the way. I remember trying this on once, and my belly got in the way in the front, so it looked bitchin' from the back. But from the front, it was okay, but I wasn't the most comfortable. One day I'll actually wear this, but this is underwear that was meant to be seen, and this ruffle will not lay flat underneath clothing. So maybe I'll make an OnlyFans post with that. All right, next we got another thong. This is another older Victoria's Secret thong. Still cute, but not really my style anymore. It has a nice satin crotch fabric. And then the waistband, or like the hip band, is stretch lace, but it's stretch lace that is trimmed with solid elastic. And there's a caged detail on the back. It's okay. I'm not that into it anymore. It's like a really nice tan color. I don't know. I like brighter colors better than neutrals. Next up. This one's fun. This is another themed one from Splendies. So this is a full back pair of underwear, not a thong. It's just precious. This was from a winter box last year. Insanely stretchy, red lace trim on everything. And the main fabric of the underwear is this primarily like sky blue color with little snowflakes and dots and happy polar bears wearing sweaters and scarves. And there's some of them that are holding presents. There's some little bears that are sitting together with their noses touching. And there's some little bears that's like a mama and a baby. There's one that's wearing a scarf and holding a little black heart and just smiling at you. It's absolutely precious. I love this pair of underwear. It's so cute. I cannot handle it. And then another full back one. Oh, okay. So this is another like tan color. It's okay. I don't mind it. It fits nice. Very stretchy. Full back. Big lace waistband. But it is very full back. There's not a lot of cheek that shows. And I like some good butt cheek. So that's in my rotation, but it's not my favorite. Speaking of favorites, ooh boy, several years ago, I used to work near a Primark, and I found these Harry Potter themed underwear that I didn't expect to fit well, but they were so fucking cute, I had to buy them. So several years later, here I am, and they are some of my absolute favorite pairs of underwear ever. The pair I'm holding right now is Slytherin themed. Of course, it is a navy and like forest green stripe. It's got a cheeky back, but it's not a thong. So it's more of a, I think the word is tanga. I think it's a tanga. It's just like a very cheeky boy short. Little ruching detail in the back. And in the front, right on the crotch, it's got the cutest little Slytherin logo. I love it. These are so old that the logo on the Slytherin pair is, it's peeling. It's peeling off, but it's broken down into little tiny bits. So it kind of looks like it's scaly, which fits the Slytherin theme. You know, I love it. I love it. The other pair I have is a Gryffindor one. The Gryffindor ones are my absolute favorite. I'm a Gryffindor. The Gryffindor logo is just obliterated. It's no longer on the underwear. They've just been washed so many times. And the Gryffindor ones are, I believe, oh, they're somewhere in this drawer. I just did laundry, so they're definitely in here. I believe it's a navy stripe with a dark red stripe, you know, Gryffindor colors. So cute. So fucking cute. I love them so much. Next up in the drawer is, oh, this is another pair of Victoria's Secret underwear. It's cheeky, it's not a thong. Black net with a very diffused sparkle. I can't tell if this sparkle is supposed to be there. Yeah, oh, okay. So I'm looking at it close. These underwear are black net, and there's like a glitter dot pattern on it, but the glitter has worn off, so there's only like 3 pieces of glitter per square inch. It's not. It almost looks accidental, but it's not. They're so cute. It's black net, black lace trim. Everything is stretchy. Nice glitter, but not too much glitter. It's not gonna shed everywhere. Love it. I'm telling you guys, I have a lot of underwear. Next up, we have a laser cut thong. It is like a peach color with flowers on it. That's another Splendies one. Love it. Next up, we have a Victoria's Secret thong. It is a beautiful velvet, like, this is millennial pink. It's a beautiful millennial pink velvet thong with some lace trim around the bottom. The back is pretty open. It's got 3 different cutouts. Love it. So sexy. Next up, we have a thong from Tomboy X. I got this at the same time as I got those bralettes. Super stretchy black cotton thong. Easy breezy cover Beautiful, simple, plain. Next, ooh, this pair. This pair is, this was from Italy. Actually from Italy. Picture, it's a thong. Black net, but there are 2 layers, so it's got that kind of cool shifty pattern, like when you put 2 screens over each other, you see that kind of funky shifty pattern. White trim, the back has a teeny tiny little lace up area, so there's white lace, or there's a white lace in the back. It's just like a white ribbon that laces up. It always comes undone when I wear it, so I wind up getting this ribbon tickling my butt, and I'm like, what is going on? What is touching my butt? It skeeves me out. So I don't wear those very often, even though they are gorgeous. Then we have another Italian pair. This is a full back pair. Well, it's kind of cheeky. So the front, the part that goes between the legs, is a just a stunning pale pink satin. Stretch satin with itty bitty matching roses embroidered on it. It's just gorgeous. And then the waistband and the back is a black lace with pink matching flowers on it. In lace, it's all lace, it's gorgeous. And then on the very front of this, there's a little charm. And the charm has a pale pink rose, a little gem, a little clear gem, and a little teardrop-shaped pearl. It's so pretty. It's so delicate. I love this pair. It just makes me feel so feminine and gorgeous. Next, we got a super soft, another full back, but still kind of cheeky pair. It's a pale lavender and white stripe. It feels like cotton. This one's from Splendies. White lace waistband. So cute, so comfortable. It was actually so soft that I wore a hole in the crotch. I would love to replace these, but for now, I just have to wear them with a tiny hole in the crotch, and it drives me fucking nuts. All right, next up. Another lace thong. Well, it's got a lace waistband and a cotton piece in between the legs. It's like the lace is all red, and then the triangle fabric is, I want to say it's like a blue-gray with little white geometric bits on it. Super cute. Next, we have a, it's like a plum lace cheeky thing. So, the thing with this style, it's super cute. It's gorgeous. It's so pretty. The lace is so pretty. It's almost like eyelet lace. It's very open. It's just gorgeous. But the way it's done, there's a seam down the front of the underwear, and it goes from the very front down through the crotch and up the back. So, you know, fine, cute. But the seam fucking rides in between my pussy lips. So every time I wear these, they get just like swallowed by my pussy. And it is not comfortable. It's not what I'm going for when I just want to exist in public as a normal human, you know? So they're cute, but they're like conditionally wearable, you know? They'd definitely be cuter without clothing. Next up, we got a plain ass thong. This is a white thong with teal accents. It's got a teal waistband, teal trim. Super cute. Super wearable. I love it. I'm going to spare you the less interesting underwear because, man, we're not even halfway through. Oh, Lord. Okay. Ooh. So, next to the underwear is the section of my drawer with the tights in it. And I do love these tights. I just bought a pair that is, it's like a geometric type tight. Almost like chevrons, but it's more lacy because they're tights. And it isn't a full tight. It's like a crotchless garter tight. So it has the top band around the waist, and then it's got garters, and it goes down to like a thigh-high tight. It's so sexy. I cannot get over how gorgeous these are, how much I love these. Oh my god. Goddamn. Then we have plain-ass fishnets still in the packaging because I didn't want to destroy them. Got some plain-ass black tights that I bought. We got some brown tights that are plain. Just some basic stuff. You know, staples. I'm scraping the back of the drawer here. I'm sure you can hear jingly pair. And we talked about the socks. Oh, I have a lot of alternative bras. So I went through a phase where I was like, you know what? Fuck bras. I have this really skimpy top that I want to wear. The back is exposed. I have big titties, so I need to do something to keep them in place. So I have little silicone nipple covers that I actually use on a fairly regular basis. They're really handy. They're silicone. They're self-adhesive. You just slap them on when you're done, wash them, let them dry, on to the next one. I have a sticky bra, one of those bras that has the drawstring in the middle, so you're supposed to be able to, like, pull the drawstring and it'll give you cleavage. Well, it's atrocious. It doesn't work for my size, but I still have it in here, you know, just in case, you never know. I've got three different types of tape. I have a, oh god, what is this? It's like a tan-colored wannabe gaff tape. I went through a phase where I wanted to try to tape my boobs. So that's a technique where you use a tape and literally just cover your boobs in tape so that it will hold your boobs up, they won't show under whatever scandalous thing you're wearing. And they'll stay perky. This tape is atrocious. It's way too thick. It's awful. So now I have a huge roll of cheap knockoff gaff tape. Then I have transport tape. So transport tape is a medical tape that works shockingly well, but it leaves such a wicked residue. Holy shit. The first time I used this, I showered, I scrubbed, I used oil. Nothing got that adhesive off, and I just had tape, adhesive, on my chest for 2 days. So probably never using that for boob reasons again. Then I have my favorite, I think it's pronounced kinesiology tape. It's an athletic tape. So sometimes you'll see athletes with a bunch of tape around their knee or around some joints. I think it's a thing mostly with runners. And holy shit, it's perfect. It's stretchy. It holds everything in place. It's wonderful. I love it. That's my go-to if I ever have to tape my boobs up. Which doesn't happen often, especially since I can't fucking go anywhere during quarantine. I don't want to die, so I'm just going to stay here, let my titties hang free. So that was a tour of my underwear drawer. I hope you enjoyed. I had a lot of fun filming this. We're currently at about 40 minutes, so we'll see what I can cut down to make this actually listenable. Hope you enjoyed. Have a great day.